Good evening. Tonight we'll start the meeting with the opening prayer led by Pastor Bill Mole of the Owosso Free Methodist Church. Pastor.
Thank you, Mayor, for the opportunity to lead you in prayer. I ask that you would pray with me. Our Father in heaven, maker and creator of this universe, we ask that you would bless those who have gathered here tonight, both those who are participating in these prayers and those who simply choose to be silent. We have all come together for the purpose, for the greater good of the business of this city this evening. We lift this agenda tonight before you. We pray for wisdom, understanding, and ears to listen. For our mayor pro tem, our council persons, city manager, legal counsel, administration, and chief. And for all those of us who are participating in the audience tonight as a part of this community and commune, help us to be able to be a blessing to others as we communicate. Thank you for this community that you placed us in. May we each make it a better place and help us to focus on what unites us rather than what divides. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. This brings us to the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Councilman Chris Owens.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This brings us to the roll call. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Mayor Teich.
Here.
Pro Tem Haber.
Here.
Councilmember Fear. Luddington.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Osmer. Owens.
Here.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. This now brings us to the approval of the agenda.
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Support.
I have a motion to support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. The agenda is approved. This brings us to the approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of November 4th, 2024.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Support.
I have a motion of support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. The minutes of the regular meeting of November 4th, 2024 are approved. This brings us to the approval of the minutes of the organizational meeting of November the 18th, 2024.
Motion to approve.
Support.
I have a motion to support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. The minutes of the organizational meeting of November the 18th, 2024 are approved. Finally, this brings us to the minutes of the regular meeting, the approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of November 18th, 2024.
My turn. I make a motion to approve.
Support.
I have a motion to support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. The minutes of the regular meeting of November 18th, 2024 are approved. This brings us to proclamations and special presentations, in which we have one tonight. Giving Tuesday, Raise Up Shiawassee Proclamation. And I would like, if possible, Kim Renwick and all the other nonprofit leaders to come up with me as I read this. I'd like to mention Councilwoman Rachel Osmer is not here tonight. And as I think we all know, we're standing up here and making this proclamation because of Councilwoman Rachel Osmer. She came and approached the city manager and the mayor's office to see if we would do a proclamation for Raise Up. And we were more than happy to do it. And I was going to have Rachel
the councilwoman, Rachel Osmer, come and read this, because she is the one that deserved to read it, because she was the one that came to us and wanted to have this happen. So I'm going to read it. And the reason why Rachel is not here tonight, she had a loss in her family, and she had to go down to the Carolinas for the funeral. So she was very sad. She couldn't be here, but family comes first, and we understand that totally. So, it's my pleasure to have this proclamation of the Mayor's Office of the City of Owosso, Michigan, proclaiming Tuesday, December the 3rd, 2024, as Giving Tuesday, Raise Up Shiawassee Day in the City of Owosso. Whereas Giving Tuesday was established as an international day of giving on Tuesday following Thanksgiving, and whereas Giving Tuesday is a celebration of philanthropy and volunteerism where people give whatever they are able to give. And whereas Giving Tuesday is a day where citizens work together to share commitments, rally for favorite causes, build stronger communities, and think about other people. And whereas locally, Giving Tuesday has been given the name Raise Up Shiawassee to encompass all community efforts in Shiawassee County, including participation of numerous nonprofit organizations. And whereas the 18 local nonprofit organizations include the American Red Cross, Angel's Hands Outreach, The Clothesline, The Connection, DeVries Nature Conservancy, Events for Change, Friends of Pat's Place, Friends of the Shiawassee River, Great Lakes Bay Health Center, Great Start Shiawassee, Hospice House of Shiawassee, Lebowski Center for Performing Arts, Respite Volunteers of Shiawassee, Safe Center, Shiawassee's Arts Center, Shiawassee's Community Foundation, the Shiawassee Family YMCA, Shiawassee Hope, and Voices for Children. And whereas it's fitting and proper on Giving Tuesday, Raise Up Shiawassee Day, and on every day, to recognize the tremendous impact of philanthropy, volunteerism, and community service in the City of Owosso and the greater Shiawassee County area. And whereas Giving Tuesday is an opportunity to encourage citizens to raise up Shiawassee by serving others throughout this holiday season and throughout the year. Now, therefore, I, Robert J. Tice, Jr., Mayor of the City of Owosso, do hereby proclaim December the 3rd, 2024, as Giving Tuesday, Raise Up Shiawassee Day in the City of Owosso, and encourage all citizens to join together to give back to the community in any way that is personally meaningful. This is proclaimed the second day of December 2024. And I'm going to give this to Kim to put it displayed wherever you want. I will allow now before comments if any of you would like to speak. Let's keep it to, 3 to 4 minutes if you have any each. But if you'd like to say any words about your nonprofit now, it'd be great. I'd be more than happy to have you speak. If not, we'll continue with the meeting.
Thank you very much. One of you can say what nonprofit you're representing tonight.
Sure, I'm Laura Archer. I'm CEO of the Shiawassee Family YMCA. And tomorrow on Giving Tuesday, we are raising funds to help send kids to camp out at Camp Shiawassee. We've seen a huge increase in the amount of financial aid requested. So we're looking to raise money for that, and we are also going to feed over 300 households in the county through a mobile food pantry tomorrow afternoon.
That's fantastic. And, and let me let you know that I was a camper.
Once a camp kid, always a camp.
And it was a great, it's a great camp.
It is.
It's a great camp.
Again, I'm Kim from the Shiawassee Community Foundation. We coordinate with all the nonprofits here for the Raise Up Shiawassee. And we also raise funds. Our board has done a match to our first $2,500 worth of donors going to any of our funds. So we want to match.
I'm Crystal McCoy. I'm with Voices for Children. I'm the Programs Director. And we are using our Raise Up Shiawassee funds tomorrow to go towards our prevention program. So to get in the schools, specifically our ROAR program that talks about body safety.
Thank you.
I'm Paulette Darling from Events for Change. And we're doing our major fundraiser on the 7th at the Holiday Gift Express at Emerson Elementary School. And we're raising our funds for the Youth Entrepreneur Cohort Program that we start in January. Then there'll be a pitch after the 12 weeks. So it's a pretty exciting time for us.
Thank you.
I'm Yvette Collard with the Cook Family Foundation. We are not raising funds for ourselves, but we more brought the groups together initially in 2017, and Kim kindly took over after she started at the Community Foundation, and we bring everyone together to try to float all boats. And you would, if you want to donate to any of the organizations of the 18 that were mentioned, you can go to raiseupshiawassee.org.
Thank you.
So I'm Kathleen Hake. I'm here today on behalf of the Great Start Shiawassee Preschool Scholarship Foundation. While the state provides funding for four-year-olds to go to preschool, it does not provide funding for three-year-olds. And currently we have three three-year-olds that are financially not able to go to preschool and are on our waiting list. So we are raising funds for them.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for coming. This brings us to public hearings, which we have none tonight. This brings us to our first citizen comments, in which each person wishing to address the City Council shall be afforded an opportunity up to 4 minutes duration during the first occasion for citizen comments, and be afforded one opportunity for up to 3 minutes during the last occasion provided for citizen comments and questions. When recognized, please come to the podium, give your name and address, and direct your comments to the mayor. Is there anyone that would like to address the council at this time? Yes, ma'am.
Hi, do you have anybody else?
Hello, I am Corey Shook. My home address is 5115 Colby Road. I am downtown business owner. And I just wanted to comment a thank you to the DDA, Lizzie Frederick, and to Nathan Henney for their work in the item of business number one, the social district expansion. I appreciate the council's consideration on this. I asked them about this a while ago. It may have already been in the works, I'm not sure, but it now the social district expansion will include our building at 300 West Main, the Riverside building. So we're very excited that this, you know, it will lead to the future development of a restaurant there, and I think it's a very important thing to consider, and I appreciate the council's consideration and the staff's work on that. So thank you. And then I also just wanted to comment on item of business number two, the downtown revolving loan program. I know that the DDA committees have worked really hard on that, and Lizzie, and I appreciate that. And I'm excited for this program, and I will be in line as the first one to apply for both grants and loans that are much needed. And I really hope that this program gets, it's so needed in our community, and it's so such an important part of not only us that have been here forever and are developing properties and businesses, but also in attracting new business to town. And so I think that as easy as we can make it for small business owners to get their hands on grant and low interest loans is really, really important. So I hope that we keep the red tape to a very minimum, because as someone who's in the middle of some red tape, not at city level, city's been great, but you know, it's much appreciated. So thanks for your consideration.
Thank you. Further comments? Seeing none, I'll take it back to the City Council for any comments at this point in time. I'd like to make a thank you to all the people that made Glow Parade happen this past Friday. Again, a thank you for John Hankert and his committee that put all the time and effort into it. I thank Owosso Main Street and the DDA and the Executive Director Lizzie for all her contribution to make this happen. To the Public Safety Director, I thank you for all you did for the parade, and DPW, Ryan, thank you for your department for making it happen. A lot of hard work. We know that GLOW is becoming a real tradition for the city. It's something that I can relate to as a five-year-old to the city I lived in Newington, Connecticut, that had just something that might have been one-tenth that GLOW was, but still as at five and now at my age, I still remember how important and beautiful that was. So GLOW is very special to this city, and it was kind of cool that we ended it up with the fireworks at the very end. So thank you for everybody for that. Other than that, if there's no other comments, then it will take us to the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve.
Support.
I have a motion support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Ludington?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. The consent agenda is approved. This brings us to the items of business, in which tonight we have four. The first being social district expansion, and we'll start it off with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This resolution expands the downtown social district to include Armory parking lot, the Shook building property, the Fountain lot, and the Comstock lot. This is to accommodate some local businesses who are interested in expanding that, especially Sidelines. They weren't allowed to use the Comstock lot without a TCO. This is a much better situation for them. Of course, the Shook building, which you already heard about this evening, and really trying to help the owners there get a restaurant going. And this has been a few months in the making, but we just wanted to be very certain about the new boundaries to accommodate as many as we could.
Thank you, City Manager. Comments?
I have a question. And unfortunately, I'm on the DDA, but I missed the meeting when this was, you know, finalized. But at one point last year, I think we had talked about some of the social clubs and how they were like a block away from like the, was it the Elks or the Eagles, or it was somebody, one of the social club organizations had come in and said that they were just short of it and they'd like to do their big fundraisers and things like that. Does anybody know where they are? Will they fall now within this boundary?
No.
They will not?
No, that's the Eagles.
Yeah, okay.
That's the Eagles. And I think that we have spoken with them and they realize that they're not in the new boundary at this point in time. And I think I'll ask the director, you had some comments and we talked about that today.
Correct. The Eagles Club is just north of the boundary. We did not expand north. They would also still have to apply for that license and still only be able to serve to their members.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Thank you. further comments? Seeing none.
Make a motion to approve.
Support.
I have motion support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Councilmember Ludington?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, the social district expansion is approved. This brings us to items of business number two, downtown revolving loan and grant program revisions. And again, we'll start it off with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The DDA is recommending approval of revisions to the RLF program manual and eligibility and the formation of a partnership with the Lapeer Development Corporation in the form of a memorandum of understanding to assist the DDA and the city with loan processing and administration. So the responsibilities of the city would be to, the city and the DDA, ultimately you would be approving them. A lot of this falls on the DDA is to review those loan applications and assess the acceptability of those projects for loan funding, and then to forward those loan applications to city council for approval, and then they would go to Sam Moore at the LDC for processing. The responsibilities of the LDC would be to process those loan requests and conduct underwriting review in collaboration with the partnerships that they have. They've been doing this quite a long time. So we're confident in that partnership with Sam and his people.
Very good. Thank you, City Manager. Comments from the council? Seeing none, I'd be looking for a motion.
Make a motion to approve.
Support.
Motion support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Councilmember Haber?
Yes. Or,
pardon me.
Councilmember
Pro Tem Haber. Councilmember Olson?
Yeah. Yes. Sorry. Got real casual there.
I have Councilmember Fear, but she's just arriving, so I'm not sure.
How does that work?
Feels.
She let me know personally, and maybe I should have let everybody know at the beginning of the meeting, that she was on her way from up north and she couldn't go 70 miles an hour in the snow. So that's why she's late tonight. So she did make every effort to be here. So I do appreciate that. City Attorney, is she available to?
She's available. She's here and available. She's able to vote.
Okay. Then I guess we got our answer.
Do you know what item we're on?
Yes.
She already asked me.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you have any questions or regarding it?
No.
Okay.
Very good. I would email them.
Very good.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Ludington?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, the downtown revolving loan and grant program revisions are approved. This brings us to our third item of business, emergency action support plan adoption. And again, we'll start with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. To comply with Public Act 390, we are required to adopt an EOP every 4 years. Our current EOP is set to expire. This will put us in compliance for another 4 years, and it allows the city to have a plan for emergency operations should we need it.
Thank you, City Manager. Any comments from the council? Seeing none, I'd be looking for a motion.
Make a motion.
Support. I have a motion of support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Ludington?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, the emergency action support plan adoption is approved. This brings us to the fourth and last item of business, which is goal setting process. And again, we'll start with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. At the last meeting, it was mentioned that this new council could benefit from a goal setting process. I certainly agree that, I'm excited that you want to take this on. We're in a bit of a time crunch just because we are about to start the capital improvement plan redrafting as we do every year, but I think we do have time to do this, so your input would be valuable to that process. And the CIP is the start of our budgeting process as well, but we typically don't start our annual budget until after the CIP is approved by Planning Commission and yourselves. So there is time, but we don't have time to hire a facilitator for this, nor did we budget for one. I have done this. It's been a long time, but it's a pretty straightforward process. So I outlined how I see the process moving forward, and I think it's a good idea. So I can't remember who brought that up. Thank you.
I think it was Councilwoman Olson, I think, brought this up.
And this will give you more input, not only in the city's goals, but in the annual budget process for 25-26. We typically start around now, so it's a pretty good time.
Thank you. Thank you, City Manager. Any comments from the council regarding this?
No, I think it's a great idea.
I do, too. Be looking for a motion.
I'll do it. Make a motion to approve.
Very good.
Support.
I have a motion of support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Ludington?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Haber?
Yes. Having a hard time with that.
I am. Mayor Teich?
Let's go, Council.
Yes. Goal-setting process has been approved. This will bring us to our last citizen comments, in which you'll be afforded 3 minutes to address the council. Anyone in the audience would like to address the council at this time? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the council for any last comments. Okay. I'm just reading this here. Okay. So the next meeting will be Monday, December the 16th, again at our new time of 6:30. And with that...
Mr. Mayor?
Yes?
I'd like a chance to go through my report. There's a couple...
Looking at that, and I was wondering about that.
First of all, congratulations to Dan Humphreys. He is on our DPW water distribution crew. He passed his S1 water distribution test, and Director Suhanek's going to need a bigger office because it's currently covered with all of his certifications, and he's got to find room for one more. He passed his F2 treatment test. That is not an easy one to do, so congratulations to those two on their new licenses. And I got to tell you, before Ryan got here, we had trouble filling the gaps when an employee would go on vacation who had a license, and he's really pushed the education program amongst all of the DPW crews, and now we're covered 3-4 times over on our licenses, so that's really good. A couple council members did ask about the possibility of increasing building security here in the form of some security cameras. It's pretty good timing that was mentioned, just because Chief and I and Todd Wisenitis, our IT employee, have been talking about that for a few months now. It was included in a budget request, I believe, for this current fiscal year. I denied it because I was concerned not only with the amount of work we had to do on some of the more fundamental systems in the building, like heating and cooling, but also I was worried at that time we were going through a transition from Jeff to Todd, and I didn't know if we had the capacity to do that. Todd had a lot of catching up to do. Now he's on top of it, so the chief, Todd, and I are working on that.
Okay.
And it'll also include the parking lot. We're going to get some more coverage out there as well. You had already mentioned Glow, Mayor, but it was a success. The tree lighting ceremony went well. We're going to have to keep an eye on the tree lights, especially when it rains, because we've had issues with that in the past. But we know which switches to throw, so to speak. Next year, we may have to rethink where we're going to do fireworks, just because there were some people who could not see them. They didn't get high enough over the building there. You and I could see them just fine. We were on the stage. But we may have to do some reworking. But
I think the fireworks was a nice addition to glow. Just going through my report, I wanted to highlight a few other things. Curbside recycling, as you know, in the lame duck session of state legislature back in December of 22, they passed quite a substantial amendment to PA 451. And this now mandates all cities with a population over 5,000 to have curbside recycling provided to 90% of our residents. That has to happen by January of 2028. So you still have a little bit of time, but I did put a note in there. You should at least start that conversation by the end of 2025. In meeting with some of you individually, the new members that I met with individually, recycling did come up almost every meeting I had. And I had a chance to explain this, but I just wanted to bring the rest of council up to speed. The Cook Family Foundation has contacted us. We're currently in negotiation for them to assist with public outreach and hopefully scheduling some listening sessions with the public. They're doing it more on a countywide basis just because this affects the county as well. But Owosso is special because we are the only municipality over a population of 5,000. So we will not be able to rely on the county's plan that they had approved back in July of 24. What that means basically is we cannot rely on their drop-off sites that they're going to be required to build. We are going to have to go one step further and have curbside recycling offered. So that's that. Keep that in mind. Planning Commission, the upcoming December 9th meeting, we've already been getting some comments. The clerk has passed along some of those comments to you already, I believe today. There's a rezoning request for 108 North Chipman. This is the Meyer Electric building. There's quite a bit of interest in that. So once Planning Commission gets through, depending on their recommendation or lack of recommendation to you, either way you're going to have to address that, whether it's a recommendation to approve or deny. So that's coming. 123 North Washington, this is the property downtown that's gotten a lot of attention over the last couple of years. The owner did finally approach the HDC with a certificate of appropriateness after the HDC really beefed up their enforcement policy. That certificate was approved, and it wasn't approved with a deadline in mind, but the commission did ask for regular updates. The situation with repairing that facade, according to the owner, is that it's going to be very difficult with cost increases and the fact that their historic tax credits were denied at the state level to come up with the amount of money required to not only fix the facade, but create the 11 apartments that they had approved through OPRA and Brownfield, with the Brownfield Authority. So, the book isn't closed on those historic tax credits. It's a very common problem in Michigan right now. SHPO, it's a bottleneck for all these applications, so what they're doing is applying to the National Park Service directly. When you do that without a state recommendation, very difficult to get it, but it's a long shot they're willing to try. The owner did say that if this primary plan does not occur, then they have a contingency plan in mind, but that will require another certificate of appropriateness from the historic district. We will probably, I'm the liaison for that committee, so we are probably going to revisit that early next year, no later than February, I would imagine. So the owner is going to have some more information for us then. The old middle school project, I'm a bit surprised. They have their tax credits, they have everything they need, but they aren't able to proceed right now. And what they told me was back then, we hadn't gotten through the election yet, and they were told that their tax credits were on hold pending the results of the general election. I didn't ask what that meant, but now that we're here, I will be reaching out to them to ask if they were able to place their tax credits with a buyer. If not, it's just going to be more time on that project, but they have said, Venture has told me, that they're still interested in completing it. 114 to 116 West Main, these are the 7 apartments on that third floor of the Woodworth building. Occupancy certificate has been issued. There are people moved in. That project is finally complete. We started that in 2019. That's it for That's it for the economic development and community development side of things. The City Club building, this is 117 Exchange. The land bank, the county land bank, has pledged, I believe, $180,000 to assist with the cleanup of that site. And we were a little proactive in that we engaged our new building official to see if the alleyway could support the heavy equipment necessary to pull all that stuff out the back. It's going to be a tight squeeze. We're going to have to find out what to do with all this low-voltage wire hanging down. But the good news is that it is possible to move a 20, 30-ton excavator along that alleyway because there's a basement underneath it. So we crawled down there and were able to satisfy the structural engineer on the capacities of that alleyway. But the building official will still need to make a ruling on whether or not it's safe enough to do that. He's concerned with worker safety. The HDC is aware that these discussions are ongoing. There is a slight chance that we will not be able to go in through that alleyway, in which case the facade would have to come down. However, the HDC has said, you know, they would like to save it. So we are going to be meeting with the land bank and the land bank's engineering consultant or environmental consultant next week to go over the plan. I think I'm going to recommend that they bid it both ways because it's going to be very expensive either way, but more expensive to save the facade. It needs steel bracing on both sides is what's needed here, and that's going to be quite pricey. So anything over that $180,000 that the land bank has agreed to fund the project, eventually the city council will have to decide whether you want to put money into that building to save the facade. Couple last minute items. Lead service line identification project. We were awarded the TMF grant, so that'll identify 700 more service lines throughout the city. I believe we are over the halfway point on not only replacing lead and galvanized, but confirming that there are some non-compliant. So we're over the halfway mark, way ahead of schedule, but it's gonna require additional work, obviously, until we are fully completed. What I don't know is that the EPA in this current administration has said that we have 10 years rather than 20 to get this done, but we haven't received any guidance from the federal government on on whether that stands or not. Water main replacements are complete for Dewey Street and Tracy Street, so that wraps up our 2024 water main replacements, other than Stewart Street, obviously, that got it. A topic that also came up with the new members was the drainage situation, not only for West Town, but for the Chestnut Street railroad crossing. We're seeing some issues there. We've been meeting with the drain commissioner. This is all part of the Chipman drain, and it's the only drain within the county that's considered a Chapter 20 drain. That means it's good news for us. The city is not going to be responsible for the entire cost of any studies or physical work, but we will be responsible for 51% of any costs associated with engineering studies or physical work to be done. Now, with the transition between Commissioner Newman and now Commissioner Singer, we will have to bring him up to speed, but the good news is the staff in that office are very experienced, so hopefully we'll be able to rely on their guidance throughout this process. There is a 1998 study that seems to us that it was not really acted upon. It really required a lot of physical work to be done. The city has about 14 acres on Rain Street. It's just woods right now. It's not even cleared. That property has been owned by the city at least since 1998. And that particular property was identified for quite a sizable stormwater storage basin. So we're going to hang on to that property for now because we need to update this 98 study to see if that's still viable. And if it is, we can start talking to the township, MDOT, Drain Commission, and the county, which are all involved in the Chapter 20 drains for that particular state law. Start talking to them about what needs to be done and how we can work together to get that done. So we're making progress there, but unfortunately we're quite a ways out from any physical work
to be done. And also, this includes both Chestnut and Westtown. We'd had a recent proposal from MDOT to turn our Beeler Street property into a stormwater basin. I'm not a fan of that just because it is within a residential district. It's zoned commercial and the city owns it, but I'm just not a fan of that idea. That's a good spot for future residential development, not utilities, but we're still talking about it. We are going to be starting our 2025 water service line replacement program. So we have the TMF grant that's going to be identifying 700, at least 700 water lines throughout the city, service lines. Our 2025 program will be replacing 600 of them. So we're hoping that as we identify, we can get them on the replacement list as well. This building, I had mentioned briefly that we are going to be going through some updates to our HVAC system. It's also going to include the electrical services coming in. The transfer switches are old. The service boxes are very old. There's been instances where I've had to come down and figure out how to turn something back on when a breaker is tripped on the third floor. So it's in need of replacement, and our emergency generator needs replacement as well. Problem with that is it's an 18-month lead. The county did have one available. I went and looked at it. I told them we weren't interested for two reasons. One, it's diesel, and two, it could probably power four city blocks. You know, we just don't need that amount of power. But I may have found a solution. I still need to talk to Director Suhanik and our engineering consultant about it, but I just found an option today that might solve those problems, so we won't have to wait almost 2 years for a generator. But yeah, a lot going on. That's all I have.
That's a great report. I'm sorry I bypassed you there for a second and didn't know we were going to get all that good stuff, but that was an excellent report. Thank you, City Manager.
Okay, so City Plans, Communications. So I think we are now to a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Support.
I have a motion of support. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, the same. We are adjourned.
Thank you.